Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
Welcome, my friends. I'm glad that you joined me once again here on Questions About Heaven. My name is Brad Zockel, and I am with the Zulon International Bible Institute. And boy, I'm glad that you're joining me today. As we talk about heaven, we go to what the Scripture says about heaven. So if you have your Bibles, and maybe a pencil or pen and some notes, notepad, paper, things like that, and take these down, research them on your own. Let's get a real good in-depth look at what is going to happen after the Christian dies, leaves this life. Now, this is our eighth podcast, I believe, and so I'm looking forward to us going into some more depth here, and a number of questions have come our way. And before I get going, I just want you to know that I am with Zulon International Bible Institute, and I'm happy to tell you that we are this week taking on 11 students from Uganda, absolutely free, giving them free Bible scholarships. 10 of the young people are between the ages of 12 and 18, and then the one teacher, we're also going to give a free scholarship in a leadership course. And if you'd like to know some more about that, then you can go over to our site, our ministry site, which is zulon.org. That's X-U-L-O-N.org. We are very excited about this. We have a number of students that are halfway through their education. A student, Chris, is in Virginia, is just about into the final semester of his work. And we also have students from Nairobi, Tanzania, and we're bringing on another group coming in from India, getting everybody sorted out and ready to go as we start this new year. Well, it's been going for quite a while here. We're just looking to see us moving even faster here. Seems like time has gone so fast right now. And especially at our location here in East Tennessee. The sad news is that I lost my very dear father-in-law December 23rd as we gathered around his bed. Robert had breathed his last and his heart stopped. Robert was a believer in Jesus Christ. If I'm going to put it this way, if we follow the Scriptures, he still is. He entered into the gates of heaven. If you want to put it that way, he entered into the present heaven, and he is there right now joining his wife. They had been married for 67 years. Robert married Marlene when he was 15 years of age. Robert was born in 1936, and they got married, and they had a wonderful, wonderful life together, 67 years. After Christmas, December 26th would have been their 68th, but Marlene, also another believer in Christ, she passed from this life in May of this year, and everybody kept saying, well, this will be the first time that Robert will not celebrate his anniversary with his wife, because they've been celebrating them every year. And you know something? He's celebrating number 68 with Marlene right now. He stepped into heaven. And so, in all this teaching, the reality hit as I saw him in his last moments step into eternity, being with the Lord. And so that's really what we talk about here. What will happen when we leave this life? And so I've had a number of questions this week. You may have seen on my TikTok, Dr. Zockel on TikTok. And one of the young people that had written said, are you not afraid of dying? And I said, well, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not afraid about the situation or the event that will lead to my earthly death, the pain or the injury or the sickness, whatever brings it about. I can't say that I'm running toward that, because in a mortal body, pain is very limiting, it's very severe, it's very traumatic. But on the other hand, I'm not terrified like I used to be. I used to have an absolute terror of what was going to happen on the other side of the threshold, so to speak. But in coming to Christ when I was at the age of 17, I came into a great, great peace. A peace that Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7 says, a peace that you can't even explain. And that's what happened whenever I was assured of my salvation, coming and giving my life, my future, my sins, my attitude, my plans, my past, present, and future over to Jesus Christ to let him lead me. And then, as it says in John chapter 14, and he became my way, my truth, and my life. And that is when I realized that death was not so terrifying anymore. The Bible sends out the question, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, death, where is your victory? Grave, where is your sting? It's a rhetorical question, knowing full well the victory comes through Jesus Christ. Let's get to the scripture now, and if you are listening to this podcast as you're traveling, you be careful on the road. Listen to this again and again and see if you can get some answers that you need. And let me go to some of the questions that we've had here. And one of the things that had come up, and we'll start with this, won't heaven be boring? You know, you will hear a number of people say, you know, I just don't want heaven. I think it's Isaac Asimov, the science fiction writer of years back, said, you know, compared to the excitement that I would anticipate in hell, I'd rather take that because heaven would be too boring for me. And this is a gifted man who probably has written dozens and dozens of books, as well as numerous articles and science fiction stories, very highly regarded in the science fiction world. And yet, this man, who was a writer, was not a reader. Because if you look at the scripture, you can see throughout the scripture the continual reminder of what is going to be happening in the present heaven, and then Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1, when the new earth will become the destination of the believer, the new heavens and the new earth, and then you will see all of the just the events and the excitement. So let's take a look at them. You know, I can just say this by opinion, but I'm not going to. Let's get into the scripture. You know, in Psalm 37, verse 4, this may strike a lot of people outside of the faith when it tells us that we can delight in the Lord. Many people would say, well, Christianity is nothing but hardship and obedience to rules, and there's nothing but just wearisomeness, and you're tired. I don't get that. I really don't get where people would say that, because when I see what the Lord has done, and I can see how I can delight in Him. The Bible says, Psalm 37, verse 4, you can delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. And that principle carries over into the eternal state. We can delight in Him. Matthew chapter 25 tells us when Jesus is giving the parable and wants to give a description of heaven, you know what He calls it? The joy of the Lord. He says, enter into the joy of the Lord. I've never known joy to be boring. I've always found out Christmas, Thanksgiving, family reunions, 4th of July, Independence Day barbecues, family gatherings, birthdays, when there's great joy, I don't say that we say that it's boring or anything along that line. As a matter of fact, Luke chapter 6 and verse 21 says that we will laugh in heaven. There'll be laughter. And this will be a wonderful thing to realize, because we have the Lord, the creator of this emotion of happiness and the joy of laughter. And so when we're in heaven, that's just a hint of what's going to go on. As a matter of fact, I'll take you to Matthew chapter 19 and verse 14 tells us something very striking. The disciples had been under a confused assumption that Christianity was only for adults. And Jesus shoos them away from the children that they've been trying to prevent to come to Him. And He says, let them come to Me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. You know what He's saying is, when you look at a child in its joy, in its innocence, in its energy, you're looking at an example of the kingdom of heaven. Have you ever thought about that? You know, I've even seen old Christian films of people walking around wearing robes, staring at each other with a sickly grin. And I remember when I saw it the first time in a little country church in Pennsylvania, I was taken back. I thought, that's what heaven's going to be like? There was nothing to be excited about that. As a matter of fact, the events prior to the film on earth seem much more interesting. No, what we're doing is we're leaving this life and going into a newer, a greater, a more full life. I mean, think about what Psalm 16, verse 11 says. In Your presence, Lord, is fullness of joy. And what that means is you could not be any more happy than you will be when you are in the presence of the Lord. You will be completely satisfied. Now, what could be boring about that when we look at this? Now, we'll be serving the Lord, but let me start this before I get into that. Do you know Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 6 tells us something striking? Because we know, as we've talked about in earlier podcasts, we will be feasting, we'll be eating with the Lord. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 11 says we'll sit down with the great people of the faith, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, among others, and they will be coming from everywhere, from the east and the west, Gentiles and Jews, coming together. No racism, no bias, and we will be eating. And Revelation chapter 19 also talks about that when it talks about the marriage supper of the Lamb. So there's great celebration. And then I come across Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 6, and it says, "The Lord Himself, Yahweh Himself, will prepare the feast." Could you imagine that? God the Father Himself is going to prepare the feasting. Could you imagine food created by God to show us His love for us, that eternal 1 Corinthians 13 love, that unending love, that selfless love? He's going to prepare a feast for us, He Himself. I think, besides the shock, the absolute joy that's going to be there. And it's signified by the fact that Jesus loves the church so much, it will be as if it's a marriage feast in heaven. Jesus will be there with the followers from all over. Revelation chapter 7 and verse 9 says the multitudes are uncountable. The number of Christians that are there from all tribes, nations, races, ethnic backgrounds, cultures, will all be there celebrating Him. No bias, no racism, joy and excitement, just a number of truths that we see in the Scripture to tell us about that. See, that's why we miss Robert. We miss my father-in-law deeply. But we don't suffer and sorrow as those who have no hope. That's actually biblical. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13 says that. We know that we'll see Robert again one day, and I'll see my mother-in-law and my mother and my eldest brother who passed away about 5 years ago. We'll see them, and we'll see people we've never met in this life. You see, in Matthew chapter 17, Peter identifies Moses and Elijah in that Mount of Transfiguration when Jesus is transfigured. Two residents of heaven come down, and they're with Jesus. And Peter identifies them and says, we ought to have a special place of worship for this. Now, how would he know that they're Moses and Elijah? First of all, they had bodies, characteristics. They were recognized as human. And Peter says, well, Moses and Elijah, this is a very, very special place. How would he know? There was a strict rule against any paintings or sculptures of people in those days by the Jews, because that would be in the danger of creating idols. So no way. He was given heavenly knowledge. He recognized people he never met in this life, and so will we. Talk about a family reunion. And I have yet to be to a family reunion, at least in our family, that was boring. That's why it says in Psalm 116, verse 15, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints." What seems like a horrible word here on earth is a wonderful truth in heaven. The Lord says, oh, now I get to show you what I've prepared for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9 says that eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. He's saying, just you wait. Now, verse 10 says the Spirit does give us hints here and there. It has been revealed to us a bit here and a bit there, so we get an idea. But He's just saying, when you get up here, there is going to be excitement, love, family, joy, complete happiness. Where would you say that there is any boredom? All right, we're going to stop there. That's going to get you started. This is Brad here with Zulon International Bible Institute. Questions about heaven. We'll talk some more. Take that into mind. If you have somebody that would like comfort, you're saying, listen, you're stepping over a difficult threshold, but as a believer, you've always chosen Jesus. He's chosen you. Now you're getting together. And you've shown Him the greatest love that you could possibly show, and now it's His turn to renew that back unhindered. That's going to be exciting. Hey, thank you so much. This is Brad here. I hope we can talk again soon. Thank you for listening to Questions About Heaven.
Thanks for joining us this week on Questions About Heaven with Brad Zockel of the Zulon International Bible Institute. Be sure to visit our website, zulon.org, to learn more about our Bible ministry. That's XULON.org. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. And keep an eye out for our upcoming ebook, Questions About Heaven. Thanks, God bless you, and have a great day.